Hey everybody, we're back. Big alert, there's some new music. What do you think about it, Danny?
That was you like giving the big alert about new music?
Yeah, it's coming up. That was my big alert.
Oh, okay. I like the new music. I'm a big fan of it.
All right, well, here it comes. Tell us what you think. Let's see, is it working?
I don't really hear it.
You can't hear it?
I mean, I hear it a little bit.
Well, I'm doing it from my computer. If it doesn't work, well, here, we're trying. If not, we...
It's just us talking.
It's just us talking. Well, we may edit it in. If you didn't hear it that time, then you'll hear it right now, and we'll edit it in. And if that didn't work, we're back. It's That's So Hard. Hopefully you heard our new music. That was brought to us actually by my cousin Zachary Greenstein, who is currently a student at Emerson College. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Are they the Wildcats? Anyway, Danny McCartney.
Sorry. Emerson's like a music school. I would venture to guess. I don't even know if they have a mascot. It would be like Music Note.
Every school has a mascot.
Well, I would think maybe they're the clarinets.
Even like elementary schools have mascots.
The mascot is appropriate to the school, so they're a music school.
Speaking of school, back to school. How about that segue?
Anyway, so Emerson grads, let us know your mascot. It is back to school. First of all, the last time you've talked to us, everybody, it was the end of summer. So who are we? We're two dads. This is Dad So Hard. If you're listening, you like it. If this is your first time,
welcome.
We just talked. Roller coaster. Wait, say that again?
I said welcome on the roller coaster.
Welcome to the roller coaster that is our lives. And if you don't know who we are, listen to another episode. But I have two kids. Danny has two kids, and our lives are busy. So, Danny, how did your – so we are in back-to-school season, which means summer has officially ended. How did your – I have a little bit to say about how my summer ended and how this transition has been going, but let's hear from you first. How did yours –
First, I want to start with, I hate this summer's over thing. Because it's not. The weather's still beautiful. Why can't I go to the beach anymore? Still summer, as long as the weather's nice in my book.
I would agree, but I tend to think those summer's over, meaning that your kids are back in school.
More serious at work.
See, I almost think it's less about work. I mean, it is because a lot of people take vacations in August, but I think this idea that like when your kids are out of school, you could leave a little early, you end up having to be able to do more with them, they stay up later. So things are just not as regimented, right? Like I think to me, summer is a little bit more free willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You're a summer guy. I would argue you are a summer guy.
So here's the thing. I'm a seasons guy. No, I don't think I'd be able to live somewhere that didn't have change of seasons. I get too bored. I can't live in constant summer. I can't live in constant winter. I need it to change. I love the holidays too. You know what I mean? Like, and to me, Halloween isn't Halloween if it's not a little chilly. Thanksgiving, Christmas aren't those holidays if it's not cold.
Well, because you fundamentally, what I know about you is you commit 150% to whatever you're doing. It is like multiple personalities of your life. In summer, you're all summer, and then you get exhausted, and then you need to become autumn and fall. Then you get all into fall, and then you're like tapped out of that. It's like you have personalities. It's like seasonal effectiveness disorder. It's like seasonal
personality.
SAPD, seasonal effectiveness personality disorder. You just totally change.
Totally.
What I have come to find is, although I enjoy summer, I actually think I am if I had to pick a season, I am more of a fall person. I actually was very much looking forward to Tuesday when I had to go back to work. I even was more thrilled on Wednesday yesterday when the kids went back to school. I like process. I like organization. And the last couple weeks of summer where there was no camp and the chaos was happening, I almost lost my mind. Yeah. Like I was trying to be relaxed, but when you go off and I think this sometimes it's like, I don't want to think, I tend to sometimes think we're glamorizing dad life as like it's always perfect.
Right.
And Fantastic. And I think the idea is that it's not, it's very flawed. And at some point I almost wanted to evacuate the dad zone and like leave my son in particular was driving me crazy. And so like the last week of summer, although I had a good time, I also was like, I cannot wait for Wednesday when they go back to school. And there's some more structure to our lives. Cause it was, if there was a last nerve that my son could find, he found it.
He found it. And then
went on it, cut it, chopped it off. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those moments where you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. You're like, how do I send this thing back?
I could not wait. Right. But actually, weirdly enough, and yesterday they had a good first day of school yesterday, and they came, and so Shane started kindergarten. So the other transition is we both have two kids now in elementary school, which I think for Shane, and I've saw this with Emily, kindergarten is definitely the most developmentally best, like, academic class for them, because other than that, they're in pre-K. You're still in pre-K hell. They go to pre-K.
I just started it.
You just started. But it's still fun. Like pre-K for those young kids, they go, they're playing games. It's just more, there's structure to it, but it's still like playtime.
Not real homework.
Correct. In school, there's like, you're sitting at a desk, you need to be quiet. There's definitely more rigor to it. So our house, as one can imagine, I don't know if anybody could see my basement right now and what I'm looking at. I'll take a picture of this and then I'll Instagram story it. But like we literally live in chaos. Like I feel like I live in chaos. And I actually think because we are not, we weren't very good with like sleep training and having a lot of rules. Well, and
I mean, we're okay.
Mary
Jane.
Correct. It was not for us though. But no, but some people, so I had friends who like wouldn't go to lunch because their kids have to sleep. They like gave up. Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah. They'd have to cancel. Like, we'd have to go to lunch on like Saturday at 2. They'd be like, oh, we can't. That's when our kid sleeps.
Oh, like naps.
Naps, like nap time. But like, Reg, I mean, you have a schedule. Like people have very fixed lives with their kids.
I guess. We did it as you sleep when you're tired, you eat when you're hungry.
Correct. That's what, 100%. So but I think what happened was when you were in that kind of chaos, they say that some kids almost yearn for organization. And I think what I've found, at least this is what I'm justifying in my life, is they love school so much because the organization that they're not getting at home,
like, calms them.
Like they love it. Yeah. Like Shane came home. He was like, he absolutely.
I can see that.
And I almost think it's sort of like they say, like, if you're a child of somebody who has an addiction, this is where my brain goes. Not that we have, me and my wife either have drug problems, but when they say that, you know, if you grow up with like people who have classically grown up with parents who have addictions, end up having like severe OCD, and like as an adult, they're very particular because
they need structure.
Correct. They say they live in chaos, so the kid yearns. You find your own organization for that. So I kind of think because we have our process in our house is a little chaotic, and Elise and I are both working. We're doing a million things. That they actually like school is more calming for them.
Now, you didn't have first day yet, or it's today?
No, it was yesterday. No, yesterday was first
day. Oh, okay. Okay.
No, yesterday was, I'm just Instagram storying as we
did. Yeah.
Yesterday was first day. And,
because our first day is today, or Brady's first day is today.
So this is what I don't understand. New York can't State,
be a uniform first day and everyone take off work.
Correctly, and across the country, like I noticed on Instagram 4 weeks ago, Florida, California,
it doesn't make sense. And then they end at like May 5th, like it's so stupid.
Connecticut started last week. I had my buddy in Roslyn.
I'm sure there's some sort of reason, and I honestly kind of want to know what all these different reasons are. But like logistically, like logically, I don't understand why we can't say the Thursday after Labor Day or the Monday after Labor Day, that next Monday is the universal first day and it's a holiday. Like now you have two back-to-back 3-day weekends, but I guess the kids don't have a weekend because it's their first day, but adults. Okay. Well, now I guess we're getting into a weird territory because it's every adult except teachers who would get to take off.
Oh yeah.
Then I guess you're kind of fucking parents that are teachers.
Yeah, correct. But you
had the whole summer off.
Correct, but you could at least. But I would say is even if you don't do it state to state, we should at least be organized by a state. Like the fact that like I'm in Port Washington. Roslyn started on Tuesday. We started yesterday.
What?
We're starting tomorrow today.
Because I'm going to tell you why you can't there, because like tri-state area, New Jersey and Connecticut, people are working in Manhattan. So they get kind of fucked.
Well, no, but like you could, but you could, or, yeah, but like, what is the difference if
I'm saying
we're already getting fucked though now, but right now we're all starting on different dates anyway. Why not just have school start in New York State on a Tuesday, like every, after Labor Day, like everybody else, and then Connecticut could start if they want on Tuesday. Connecticut started last week anyway.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they started last week. I had a guy, one of my buddies on Instagram on Thursday, he was paddleboarding his son to school. I was like, I mean, that's a nice life, but they paddleboarded across a creek to bring them to school. If anybody's on Instagram with him, you'll know who I'm talking about. But it was good, and we took our photos. If anybody goes to my personal Instagram, you'll see my kids both going to school, and it was fun. But I was 100% relieved. One of the big, although last night, so Danny, I sent you this email, this blasphemous.
You got to get into that.
We got to get into. So this is some. So we are adjusting now to the new school year, which means we have new schedules. We have done the food lists. We've done the new good nap time, wake up in the morning, and we've talked through with our kids to get them prepared. The one thing that I was not prepared to do was talk about some of the changes going on in the school district. So my daughter came home, Emily came home last night, and the first complaint was that she didn't have as many friends in her class this year as she has in previous years. So there's like four classes in the school, and every year they move the kids around. Based on the teacher's needs, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you end up with friends, sometimes you don't. So she was a little bit like, she had a good first day, but disappointed because she wanted more of the girls she knows in her class. And then randomly started talking about how one of the girls in her class, all of a sudden an announcement came on from the principal and said, hey, we want to announce happy birthday to the following first graders, to the following second graders, to the following third graders. And Emily's friend turned to her and said, it's not my birthday today. My birthday's Saturday. Like, why are they announcing it today? And they're like, well, that's weird. Da, da, da.
Right.
So she innocently tells me this story. I then, not thinking it through, thought it was the appropriate time to drop the birthday bomb on her. So this is a bomb that I shared with Danny yesterday. So on school started Wednesday. On Monday, the district, you can still see me, right? Wait. So Tuesday, our district sent out an email to all the parents saying that they were, believe, canceling food in classroom birthday parties. And I did not know what to do myself when I got this email. It was like a knife was sent through my... Oh, shoot. Are you there?
Just froze.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a thing saying my internet was unstable. Are you back there?
Yeah.
Are you back?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to, we may keep this live or I may have to edit this section out. All right, so we maybe put some theme music in.
We're going to put your editing skills to test.
All right, so what we're going to do is we have some internet issues coming up. We will fix them and be right back.
Difficulties.
And now we're back. Okay, so if you heard, there was some podcast interruptions. I was in the middle of a story where, and Danny, do you have the email? I'm trying to see if I actually can have the right language that I sent you on this. But the Port Washington School District has canceled the in-room classroom. So I want to make sure I got this right. I should have had this email up. But essentially, due to, they're sort of blaming it on the classroom allergy issues, that they're no longer going to celebrate in the classroom with parents. So teachers now have to do, like, they could do activities for their kids. But I don't think the parents are allowed to come anymore. Was that correct? Is that what I wrote, sent you?
And it's food.
It's food. Like, there's no more food birthday parties.
Yeah. So,
and then what they're doing is they're going to group.
Like, that was my main takeaway. Yeah.
And then they're going to group kids together. So, like, if you're a September party. So now, as my daughter's friend was like, why did they just announce my birthday? It's on Saturday. I had to turn around to my daughter and go, oh, I forgot to tell you. Not thinking that I should have prepped her for this. But I said, I forgot to tell you, Emily, we can't do birthday parties in your class anymore with food. When you tell a third grader that they're no longer going to have a birthday party with cake.
The end of the fucking world.
She lost. We had a 45-minute meltdown. My wife looked at me.
I would have had a meltdown, and I'm an adult.
Yeah. Well, Well, my wife looked at me like, you're an idiot. Why did you tell her that way? And I was like, I wasn't really prepared.
That's basically, she had the same reaction I had when we found out at work that there was no more Bagel Fridays. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's the equivalent. That's the adult equivalent.
You ran down the hall. You threw yourself on the hallway floor and screamed.
I threw a tantrum. Yeah, exactly. Started stomping my feet, smashing my hands on the floor.
Oh, it's terrible. And I just, it almost feels like, and I guess our school was one of the last elementary schools in the district to adopt it. So now it's like a district-wide initiative. But I feel like, what are we doing to between reducing the arts, reducing gym, and now reducing an actual celebration of somebody's birthday?
They've reduced gym?
Yeah, you only have gym 2 days a week.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I don't really know any of this stuff because I'm not a teacher. And my kid is just starting preschool. So preschool is gym, essentially.
No, you're correct. It's so what one of the issues, I think, and this particularly is more focused on boys. You'll find this with your boys because your boys are probably like you. They have a lot of energy. They want to run around.
Oh, yeah.
And the academic system, I just don't believe it's really set up for boys, because if you have a kid who is moving and grooving all day and now he's forced for 8 hours to sit around in a chair, that's not conducive to
his level. That's why we just started Brady with karate.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Get him focused. Yes.
A1 was yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Wait, yesterday? I don't know. The days are blending together. This week.
Sometimes that is a huge score. Because the issue is
he seems to love it. Like, he didn't love soccer.
No.
Like, he said he liked it, but he actually didn't, you know?
You have to look at it. And you can't trust anything they say. You have to see when they come home from it, are they talking?
Well, that was the thing. Like, Mary Jane was sending me videos, and I was like, this is awesome. And like, that was something I always wanted to do as a kid.
Yeah.
And I think it's perfect for him.
It's the way, you need anything that can, like Taekwondo, if you can get a hyper kid into a sport that has them focused on like mind control and discipline and structure.
He's not super, super hyper. That Cody's the one we're going to have to worry about with that. He's insane. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think he puts my ADD to shame. No joke.
He is like,
yeah. So he's the one where I think it's going to have to be like the structure. Like, he's going to have some sort of activity every single day to get his, I don't know, energy out.
Well, and that's the thing is, when you look at these boys in school and you're like, okay, they only have recess. Yeah, they have recess for like 20 minutes and they have gym twice a week. Young kids need more. I think they need more and more playtime at that age. So we actually have a new superintendent in the district who apparently is like pro playtime and all into my like more activity, especially at younger ages, which is important. I mean, they're not getting grades. This is the thing. They get a standardized test in third grade. I think this started last year, but I know Emily talked about it yesterday, where there's a big standardized test coming up they have to take. But I mean, there's no real grades till you get to junior high. So like, let these kids just like learn on their pace, teach them what they need to do. But it is a little, it is crazy. But I do think that I think the structure of it, regardless of like, of the world, or well, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, Shane, it was better, and I like the structure, and it's calmed me down. And this is not, I have to just say, sometimes being a dad drives me crazy, and I almost wanted to kill him about three or four occasions.
Sometimes being a dad is hard.
So the one thing I've done, though, to help me, Danny, one thing I've done, and I think hopefully you'll be proud, you actually were my inspiration for this. So because of how much I feel like dad stress I've been under, mm-hmm. I decided based on if anybody listened to our last episode, we interviewed Ralph Maz, who's a Instagram. Well, he's not.
I keep wanting to call him Ralph Macchio.
So do I. I always say Maz because I don't want it. Mazzucullo. Is it Maz? Oh, I think I may have said it right. Mazzucullo.
I think you nailed it. Actually,
he's a beach body. He's not a beach. He's a him and his wife have a fitness empire they're beginning to have, and their coaches and stuff. So he works with a number of different companies. Or I think
he's getting two episodes out of it.
Two episodes. Well, anyway, so the point is, so you're and Danny, you've gone up every morning. You get up and you go on your exercising. I had started about a month ago trying to get back into shape, and I was working out outside. So after this episode with Ralph, he sent me a couple workout to do. And I delayed doing it for like 2 weeks. I just didn't have the time. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. And so I finally did one. And it was like a 30-minute Beachbody. And Beachbody, I didn't realize Beach, because we bought Beachbody before, and we bought Pio. Emily, when we were in Mexico, I think I talked about in one episode, Emily made us buy Pio. So we went to Pio workout. And there's apparently there's like 50 different workouts you could do, like, or these workout routines. P90X is one of them. So yep. I ended up, he sent me one called Lift 4, which is part weights, part cardio. And it's 30 minutes. And I did a test workout on Monday, and I got up early. And then I'm proud to report it is Thursday. I've gotten up at 5:45 the last 4 days in a row, and I have done a 30-minute workout from my computer in my basement. And I posted it on the Instagram story. I think I did an Instagram story about this early in the week. And I'm going to commit myself for the next 8 weeks to getting up early in the morning and doing this 30-minute workout and seeing what happens. And it was all Dan, and part of it was Danny. When I was like, if Danny
has
kids,
Danny can do it.
If he could, he lives in Staten Island. His life is on the line every day. There was a guy shot on the side of the highway the other day.
Well, that's why I got to stay in shape.
I know. I thought it was you. I was like, Danny's probably running in the morning. There was a guy shot in the, who's like, oh, man gets killed in gunfire in Staten Island. I was like, I hope he answers my text. but I'm doing it. So I'm going to see how it goes. I'm not doing the food. And I told this to Ralph, I'm not getting...
Oh, I'll never be able to... I can never do both. It's one or the other. I'll eat healthy and I won't work out, or I will work out and I won't eat healthy.
And I do believe the food part, I'll probably get more results from, but I feel like I'm going to mind...
Oh, always, yeah. But I just can't get...
I can't do a hardcore juice. I'm going to do juices, but I want to do...
I've done a juice cleanse.
No. Well, that's my goal right now is to go 2 weeks curbing my booze intake. But I have found, and I mean this, I guess this is logic.
And I'll tell you this right now. It's the beer, man. Cut the beer out.
I know. I got into a big, this summer, I usually never drink beer in the last month of summer. I got into a Montauk.
If you're a beer drinker,
microbrew beers.
Beer is the easiest way to start getting in shape. It's crazy.
I know, but the thing is I never drink beer. And then August came. I swear the month of August came and I out of nowhere was like microbrews became my friend. And then I was like, well, here we go. And people had wine, normally I go for wine or tequila. And I was just choosing beers.
Wine actually might be the worst.
Sorry. No, Pinot Noir.